Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, January 6th, 2026. I'm your host, Chance Miller. Leading off today, Pioneer was one of the first to bring Apple CarPlay to existing cars in 2014, and now the company is back and pulling off another CarPlay first. At the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas this week, Pioneer has announced something called the Sephora, an aftermarket in-dash receiver with support for a premium CarPlay feature. That feature is Dolby Atmos with spatial audio. Before now, Dolby Atmos and spatial audio have only been offered in select cars with limited options available. For instance, some higher-end Mercedes cars, as well as Aston Martins, and certain models of Rivians. Apple also supports Dolby Atmos and spatial audio in its audio products like HomePods and AirPods. But Pioneer is bringing Dolby Atmos and spatial audio to all cars with an optimized four-channel solution that takes advantage of existing front and rear speakers. This is possible thanks to Pioneer's pure auto-tuning technology. All of this is part of the Sephora, which is a 10.1-inch HD capacitive display with your typical slate of Pioneer features, including wireless CarPlay. The Pioneer Sephora will be priced from $1,300, with availability in spring of 2026. It sounds like a great solution if you're already considering adding wireless CarPlay to your existing car, especially for Apple Music users who can take advantage of Dolby Atmos with spatial audio. However, for most people who already have wireless CarPlay, something that's very common in most new cars today, spending $1,300 on an upgrade just for spatial audio is probably not going to be worth it. Next up today, back in October, Apple announced that select Los Angeles Lakers basketball games would stream in Apple Immersive Video on Vision Pro in 2026. Now, Apple and its partner Spectrum have published the full schedule of Apple Immersive Games. Apple says that six Lakers games will stream live in Immersive Video starting this Friday. However, only Vision Pro owners in select markets will actually be able to watch live, due to rights issues around NBA games. Apple says that Vision Pro owners in Southern California, Hawaii, and parts of Nevada will be able to stream the games live in immersive video using the Spectrum Sportsnet application on their device. In all other U.S. markets, Apple Vision Pro users with a free NBA account will have access to full game replays and highlights in the NBA app as early as 24 hours after the game ends. Those people, however, won't actually be able to watch live. Ultimately, this is a quirk of the sports broadcasting rights around Lakers games streamed live online, but it's still a bummer for people who have a Vision Pro and were hoping to watch the first ever live immersive video content. Apple says that Vision Pro users will need an internet feed of up to 150 megabits per second to watch this Apple Immersive Lakers game, and they can choose from seven unique viewing angles: the scorer's table, the area beneath each basket, a high and wide view of the arena, the player tunnel, the broadcast booth, and a roaming courtside perspective. In-game graphics like lower thirds, player rosters, the game and shot clocks, and scores will also appear in 3D, as if they're floating directly in front of the viewer. Again, the first game is this Friday, January 9th, and it's the Milwaukee Bucks versus the Los Angeles Lakers. We are sponsored this week by our members. You can head to 9to5mac.com/join to get an ad-free version of this podcast for $5 a month or $50 a year. Even better, if you also listen to our 9to5mac Happy Hour podcast, sign up for 9to5mac Pro for ad-free versions of Daily and Happy Hour for $8 a month or $80 a year. Our members help support 9to5mac directly, and they help us keep making both shows every week. Again, that's 9to5mac.com/join to sign up today. Running out today, Samsung is showing off a prototype of a new folding display, and it seems very likely that this is the exact display that will be used for the upcoming iPhone Fold later this year. Apple had reportedly waited until it was able to produce a display without a visible crease, and this one looks to fit the bill perfectly. The Verge reports that Samsung Display showed off this new folding screen at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas this week and said that there is no visible crease. You can hit the link in the show notes to see an actual photo of this crease-free display. You can also see it side by side with the Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 7, which does have a visible crease down the center. There's a clear night and day difference between this new display being shown off by Samsung and the existing technology used in that Galaxy Fold 7. The new display even appears to exactly match the reported aspect ratio of the iPhone Fold. But what's interesting about this is that the display was only briefly shown off at the Samsung booth at CES before it was quickly removed. It seems that a communication failure resulted in the team setting up the stand, not realizing that this crease-free display was supposed to be kept under wraps for now. Obviously, if Apple and Samsung worked together on this crease-free display, Apple doesn't want its work shown off before the actual iPhone Fold is released later this year. But still, it was out and in the wild for at least a few hours, and you can hit the link in the show notes to see exactly what it looks like, perhaps getting a sneak peek at what we can expect from the iPhone Fold in September. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.